Well, the things seem a little discombobulated this morning. That's because they are. Nick is out of town, and the elders asked us to put together a service of readings and songs, and so we have. I also took the opportunity, working with Will in the preparation of this, to actually make this a follow-on to the Sunday school class. One of the things we talked about in Sunday school was the idea that worship is contemporary, meaning it's happening now. And you look at that list of songs you have there with you, except for the last one, which is a couple of hundred years old. All of them have been written since 1980. And the ones Will is leading, all of them were written this century except for one, and Will wrote the second verse to it this century. So these are all contemporary songs, songs of now.
Jack, thank you for that prayer. Thank you, Will, leading our singing. John, for putting this together this morning. Luke chapter 21, right after the widow's offering, Jesus met with his disciples, and he's telling them about destructions that are coming in the end times. And they said, so what are the signs? What do we need to look for? I'm going to read from the paper since it's World English Bible. In Luke chapter 21, starting in verse 25, thanks for turning me up there too. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, anxiety of nations and perplexity, for the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men fainting for fear and for expectations of things that are coming on the world, and for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, the Son of Man, our Lord, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is near. He told them a parable. See the fig tree and all the trees? When they are budding, you see it and know by your own selves that summer is already near. Even so, you also see these things happening. When you see these things happening, know that God's kingdom is near. Most certainly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things are accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, my truth, will by no means ever pass away. So be careful. On your hearts will be loaded down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. And that day will come on you suddenly. For it will come like a snare on all those who dwell on the surface of the earth. Kind of like Noah's time, huh? Therefore, be watchful at all times, praying that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior. Thank you.
Now we'll read 1 Thessalonians 3, 9 to 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
Thank you, John, for putting that together. Definitely has been uplifting for me.